Hello, I'm Bobby Ward. Well, 50 years ago, well, I was with a friend of mine called Fernando, ironically, and he suggested I might want to go with him to this Eurovision song thing they were putting on at the Grand Hotel. I didn't really think too much about it. I said, well, why not? It's something to do, isn't it? The security was incredibly tight, but he was allowed in, being a press guy. And then once we were in, we sat down near the lobby entrance. So we had a full view of basically the whole of the interior leading up to the lift area where the artist came out. And during that period, we got talking and meeting different artists, etc. I had quite a good chat with Katie Ball, funnily enough. She was really lovely, really sweet. And I didn't really think much of it because it was a typical evening out, and I thought Eurovision Song Contest, this is nothing going to be that special apart from seeing a good rock concert. And then about 7 o'clock, the lift doors open. It's like yesterday. The lift doors open and out walked girl, boy, girl, boy. And as they walked out of the lift, they all walked incredibly slowly towards the entrance where we were sitting. Because I would imagine they had to walk so slowly is because their heels were so large. And it was incredible because I just thought, wow, your clothes. Because I was used to in those days of putting on different clothes for my stage wear. But this was on another level. And they looked incredible. And I had the time to look at them because they were walking so slowly. And as they came nearer to me, I just looked at Frieda and she gave me this smile and a wink. And I thought, oh, she's hot. So I gave her a wink back and I went, good luck. And she went, thanks. And they all sort of looked and smiled. And then they all gradually walked out just past me and then onto the coach. But the memory of watching them from the lift seemed like 20 minutes. It was that slow how they were walking.
What did they seem nervous? Did you know, what was their vibe, do you think?
They were quiet.
They were quiet.
They were quiet. They were walking along the foyer reception area very slowly. They didn't talk. They were very quiet. They were just probably in their own zone, lying, you know, this is going to be something special. And we then went back to the Grand Hotel. We milled around outside the dome for a bit. And my memory, in honesty, is a bit hazy because we'd already had a few drinks and we were champagned up. We got back to the hotel, we walked back there, and then we went to the after show party, which was, again, incredible. The atmosphere was absolutely electric. It was wild. I mean, I've never felt such electricity. And we propped ourselves up at the bar, Fernando and me, and then We stayed until the early hours of the morning. That the atmosphere was so electric, and ABBA were there, and I spoke to Olivia Newton-John briefly, and a few other artists. By which time we, in all fairness, we were pretty smashed. But the point of all this is that what I actually witnessed was one of the most famous bands in the world winning. And watching them when no one knew who ABBA were, when they were walking down that Grand Hotel or at the after show party, no one actually realised what power they have in their music and what would happen 50 years on.